Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Brody, what's your phone tap about today?
Elvis, our listener Jeremy wanted to phone tap his wife, Christine. She has a five-year-old daughter who rides a school bus to school every day, and the school bus driver yells at the kids.
Good.
And so she called the bus company to complain, left a message. They never called her back. So I am going to be the person calling her back from the bus company.
All right.
I'm sure I'll be polite.
As I always ask before a Dave Brody phone tap, what could go wrong? Let's see what happens in today's Dave Brody phone tap.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. I'm looking for Christine Beamer.
Speaking.
This is Phil Garner. Did your husband tell you I was calling?
Yeah, he did. Was this regarding my call like about a month ago?
Yeah, it was about a month ago. We're very backed up here, and I try to get to the calls when I can get to them.
When I had called, it was because the kids had gotten on the bus, and I guess the windows were down, and she had gotten to the end of the block, and I was standing outside of my driveway, and I still heard her screaming at the kids from down at the end of the street. She was at the stop sign. I was literally in my driveway, and I heard her yelling at the kids.
Did it ever occur to you that maybe she's yelling because the kids are giving her a reason to yell?
They're 5- and 6-year-old kids, and when my daughter is scared to ride the bus because she says all the bus driver does is yell, I think there's a better way that she could handle it.
All right. What would you like? Should you play music, get in a circle, and clap hands? How would you,
do
it?
You know, it was probably better that you didn't call me back because you're just as bad as everybody else.
No, that's not fair. I'm just trying to understand what you expect
to
teach.
Okay, I'm trying to tell you, but you're getting sarcastic
with
me, and there's no reason for that at all.
I understand now why, your kid's getting yelled at. Listen, lady.
My kid doesn't get yelled at. It's the boys on the back of the bus who she comes and tells me gets in trouble, but it's not my kid. You don't know me or my kid.
Okay, so now you're calling me up defending kids on the bus? You're, like, worried about all the kids?
You're calling me a month later.
I'm
asking you if you think that it's appropriate that your bus driver screams and that I hear her from the end of the block. From what I hear, I'm not the only parent that's complained about her.
No, it sounds to me like your kid's used to yelling. By the way, you're yelling at me.
Yeah, okay, that's what it is. You know what? You weren't of any help to me. You called me up. You're being very sarcastic. You can't help me with the problem.
Marie told me that your daughter has a potty mouth.
My daughter?
Yes.
I don't think she realizes who my daughter is. My daughter does not have a potty mouth.
She doesn't put her seatbelt on when she's supposed to. She stands up when the bus is moving, according to Marie. So your daughter gets yelled at for her own damn good. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you know what? I'll speak to Marie. That's her name. I'll speak to her when she drops my daughter off.
Well,
today.
I'm Marie's dispatcher, and if you don't get this finished with me, your daughter won't be on the bus anymore. So why don't we talk this out?
You know what? She doesn't need to be on the bus. I will be more than happy to take her if this is the problem that I'm going to be dealing with.
I don't see what the problem is. You just need to have a little better attitude. We work this out.
I need to have a better attitude?
All right, well, let's get your daughter to put her seatbelt on and stop with the potty mouth and instigate.
You know what? Thank you very much for calling and addressing my issue.
No, don't hang up on me because I'll report you to the board. How about that?
And what is that? What, am I supposed to be afraid of that?
Listen, lady.
I called as a concerned parent the third day of school.
Yeah, concerned,
okay?
Nagging, same thing. I deal with your type of parents all the time.
You know what? Have a good day.
It's the first time your little angel's not at home, and so you get all whiny about it. I understand. It's separation anxiety. So she hung up. Here's what we need to do.
Okay.
You call her.
Okay.
Hello?
All right, what happened?
Nothing. I just got in a fight with him. He's just a...
Why? What happened?
Because I go through the whole thing. I'm going, so what's your problem? And what would you like me to do? I said, excuse me? Like, what the f*** is that? Are you kidding me right now?
Oh, hold on. Okay, quick.
Hello, Jeremy? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Listen, I was talking to your wife, man. Listen, no offense, but... she's crazy.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Forget that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, are you going to put your foot down with her?
You're going to let him talk to you like that?
Whoa, she's on the phone?
Wow.
You know, no offense, but you can't control your daughter. You can't control your wife.
Now, what's your boss's name? Let me get a hold of your boss. What's his name?
My boss is a woman, first of all. She works, unlike you, obviously sits home and does nothing.
Yeah, okay. I have nothing further to say to you like I didn't before.
Christine, don't hang up.
Don't hang up, please.
This is Dave Brody from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped.
Are you kidding me right now? Jeremy.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Wow. You must go home in the best mood every day because you take out all of your aggression on these poor people.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by Elvis.